Okay, friends, thank you for joining me, Rakua, your host of Friends on the Podcast, reflecting on the devolution of friendships and relationships when things fall apart. Shout out to Chinua Achebe. Your love's like ecstasy, I'm overdosed, I'm overdosing. Your love's like ecstasy, I'm overdosing. Reflections.
Enemy zone.
Episode 12 started out with a pretty spicy scenario in which your hypothetical best friend and significant other, through a series of events not aimed at hurting you necessarily, end up falling in love and getting engaged. You're invited to the wedding. The fact that an episode about the enemy zone started out with that type of scenario seems pretty apropos. What would you do in that situation? Would your friends become your enemies, or would you just charge it to the game and try to salvage the relationships? Could you truly be happy for them? I feel like it actually kind of ties into last week's reflection on friend code. I know there's probably a bunch of ruined relationships out there because of that. I actually had a friend turned enemy who, unbeknownst to me, was mad because a guy that she had a huge crush on was like super in love with me. At the time, I had no idea what was going on. She just all of a sudden started being mean to me randomly. And because I'm not gonna tolerate like disrespect and sneaky talking behind my back and stuff like that, the situation escalated and we completely fell out eventually. It wasn't until some years later that I discovered the root of her jealousy and bitterness was some guy I wasn't even checking for like that. Welp, I guess if something so petty could break us apart, maybe we weren't even really friends. I don't know. I guess we were friends that just happened to end up in the enemy zone. Friendships die every day, B. Speaking of petty, I'd love for y'all to let us know what your pettiest moment with a frenemy has been. Let's have a petty party. In the episode, we talk about my retaliation following a different friend giving me a piece of gum from the floor. Yes, you heard that right. They gave me a piece of gum from the floor. And my get back sounds pretty bad, like at face value. You'll have to listen to the episode. But in the moment, it felt like the appropriate response. I have matured since then, though, I promise. I probably would do it again. Anyway, tell us your petty moment. Were you still friends afterwards? Or did the situation blow up to irreparable proportions? Relationship drama is probably at the root of a lot of friend-turned-enemy situations. And sometimes that might even stem from advice you're getting from your friends. Zuko brought up a phrase that I hadn't even heard of, but Christina was familiar. Women keep women single.
You know how that situation that everybody says, women keep women single?
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't even take that. You should let him get away with that. Bitch, you don't have nobody. I don't want to hear what you would do if you had, like...
I can't imagine trying to be in a relationship with someone who has a friend constantly pooping on my name. I try to give constructive advice when talking to my friends about their mate, like focus less on the person and more on the point of possible reconciliation. Or, like they always say, if you don't got nothing nice to say, then don't say nothing. What are some surefire ways for someone to end up in your enemy zone? For me, it's calling me a bitch. In fact, I'm still salty about this one dude in high school that called me one. And whether he knows or cares, he in my enemy zone. So I used to help out at the concession stands for our basketball home games, right? And this one player on the team came to buy something. I think I had like a little kitty crush or whatever, so I called myself low-key flirting by withholding his quarter change from his order. And apparently he must have been having like a bad day or didn't recognize the playfulness in my banter, or he's just an asshole or whatever else, because instead of bantering back, he got super upset and called me the B word. Any slight bit of affection that I might have held for him instantly dissolved. And I've had a pretty super disdain for him ever since then. So yeah, that is my breaking point. And I don't know if I could ever forgive it or like let someone back in my life after they have crossed that line. But I think in general, I consider myself to be a pretty forgiving person. I'm not really one to hold a grudge. But then again, I am a Libra, so it's got to balance out. I'll give chance after chance after chance, but then once I decide I'm really done, it's over with, and it's like you never existed. You got to be a pretty jacked up person to get me to that point. What about you? Is there anything that you consider too far to let someone back in your good graces? And what does that redemption even look like for you? Well, I know what it looks like for me. As again, they say, the best apology is change behavior. You do something jacked up and then apologize, but then go right back to do something jacked up again. At that point, the trust and the faith is broken and it gets harder to put any credence into that sorry. Apologies are nice to hear too, though, for specific things. Like if it's an argument or disagreement or whatever, and y'all have had a healthy discussion, conflict resolution scenario, a good apology is like the bow that ties it all together. I know women generally have a stereotypically bad reputation for not apologizing, but I personally have no problem admitting when I feel like I'm wrong, and more importantly, working toward a solution to rectify that wrong.
Do you or a friend need help apologizing? Call 1-800-NO-ACCOUNTABILITY for your personal apology hotline consultant today.
Have y'all ever been blocked? Be real. What you done did? One way to discover that you've made it to someone's enemy zone is stumbling upon their page on social media and seeing no posts yet, with a blank profile or inability to search their username or undelivered text messages or calls that won't connect. You're blocked. And yes, I know what these things look like because I have definitely gotten blocked a couple of times and done a few blocking of my own. I'll say for me though, I don't necessarily block because you're an enemy. I may just need a break from you for a while, or just don't want you seeing my stuff, or even as like a petty punishment of sorts. There's this one account that has me blocked, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why. If you out there and you listening to this, you know who you are. For real, what I do? Unblock me, bro. Anyway, tell us your block stories. What got you blocked? What you done did? So I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. But guess what, y'all? The final episode of season one of Friendzone the podcast is almost upon us. Just 2 more weeks before episode 15, How to Get Out of the Friendzone. Thank y'all for following along on the journey. Drop us a line at any time to let us know your favorite episode so far, or to give us some topics you'd like us to explore. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram @ChillInTheFriendZone. Happy Friday, Junior, y'all. Peace.
Bodies on the floor. Bodies on the floor.